4DJC.
TSW. Good afternoon, Jerry.
You doing well?
Doing well now. Off of work, headed to the house.
Did I say you head back from Spartanburg towards Greenville?
Headed to Greer.
That driving sun's right in your face coming down that way.
Yes, it's, unfortunately, it's a, kind of off to the side a little bit right now, so it's not shining right in my eyes.
Every time we go keep our grandkids, it just stares us in the face. Of course, time change, days get shorter, dark by the time we leave now, so we don't have to be concerned. We just have to be concerned with seeing, dealing with all that traffic in the dark.
And I'll have to deal with the traffic probably tomorrow. We're headed out of town tomorrow after work, so I'm sure there'll be traffic.
I don't envy you. Wife and daughter and grandkids just went a bit more Saturday and Sunday. They came back Sunday and said the traffic was absolutely unreal up there. It was crowded. It wasn't that good this time as it has been in the past. They just can't get anybody to work up there, I guess. They don't have enough staff, don't have enough people in the restaurants, any of that stuff. It's just, they kind of enjoyed it, but it wasn't like it's been in the past. The last 2 years, it's been, they go up there usually once a year during Christmas and right before Christmas, but it hadn't been good in probably 3 years, I don't guess.
Everywhere, they can't find enough people to do anything. And that is, I don't know where all the people are, but I know there ain't that many more new jobs. That can't be true. KN4GFW.
See, Friday. Yeah, I guess so. The bands, I've been listening a little bit of shortwave on it. I hadn't paid that much attention to it. Bands don't seem to be very good here the last few days. There must be some solar issue coming. There must be some solar issue this week or latter part of last week, maybe.
Simply contacts one on 20 and one on 12 meters over to France. I guess it was, must have been Sunday afternoon. And that was pretty good because I just have a ham stick for 12.
That's good. Yeah, that's good news there because when 12 and 10 start opening up again, That's gonna be easy to start working some digs on those two bands, I'm sure. I'm not familiar with 12. I haven't operated XF in so long as I don't think 12 meters was even legal for us back in the 80s.
A few contacts on 12, and the funny thing is I can tune up on 12, but I don't actually have a ham stick for 12, so I don't know which one it's tuning up on, but it works.
Probably on your 40 meter band, I guess. It may have a harmonic in there somewhere that might be working. If it works, it works. Can't argue with it, no matter what the theory says.
It's the magic of radio, right? It either works or it don't.
Which band is channelized? That is one. I can't remember which one it is. Like I said, I play the A-shift. I try to follow along what's going on with it. And I know shortwave's been kind of dead the last week or so, and that'd be 6 megahertz range, and right up around 40 meters too, and some of it's up on 10 megahertz too. But it had been open very well the last 4, 5, 6 days, I guess. 40 meters has been open in the past, but I think I saw where somebody said there's some sunspot activity or something going on that was hurting some of the ham bands maybe for this week, maybe.
Channelized one is 60 meters, I believe.
Right. That sounds right. I'm just not that familiar with them, but it was, it must have been 60. I was listening to some guys on, have a D-Star net. They call on Sunday on the D-Star HF contacts on D-Star, and I was listening to a couple of guys on D-Star Sunday morning kind of early, and I was really amazed they could get through. They were making it on on 20 meters. Okay, I copy one side of the conversation pretty good. But I could copy the other. You know, Diesel uses a lot of bandwidth, so. But it's one of those things. When it works, it works. And when it don't, it don't.
I didn't get to listen to it, but I saw it that somebody was saying that they might give the 8-meter band to amateur radio. Have you heard anything about that?
I hadn't listened to any of the ARRL bulletins lately. They used to listen to them every once in a while on podcasts, but I hadn't been doing that lately. Been doing some other stuff. I hadn't heard that, but that'd be pretty interesting there.
What the 8 meters was usually dedicated to.
I wouldn't either. I know that in some countries, some of the bands are open in some countries to them. Some of them are not here. Like I think 4 meters in Europe is open to Europeans, maybe the Japanese too. I'm not sure, but there are a couple of bands like that are kind of interesting. That would be, I think 4 meters. I think we'll say that's 70. That may be 70 megahertz. I'm not sure if that's right or not. I may be wrong about that.
I don't know. I just usually stick to the more popular ones. Try to get some DX contacts and that, or some POTUS stuff. You know, a lot of it now is on 20. I saw some of the spotters said that it was, 6 meters was open, but I didn't ever hear anything.
During the spring, that's when 6 is usually pretty hot, and in the fall too, I think. But VHF contest is in, I want to say it's in January or February, but sometimes 6 stays open for a little while, then it's just gone. But you can kind of track that VHF propagation using some of the charts and see where the band opens or where the bands are open at. But 6 is open. Otherwise, you might as well be talking on 2 meters. But it does. It is an interesting band because when it's open, it just doesn't take much power at all. And not only that, you don't have to have that big of an antenna. You can take a 3-element 6-meter antenna, and if you get up any distance at all, you're gonna be fine with it.
Just like 6-meter contacts, and I've actually made some 6-meter overseas contacts and that. But like you said, sometimes it's open and sometimes it's not. But it makes me wonder if it ain't really open all the time, because seems like the bands that are, open and closed, if there's a contest, it's always open.
Right in there, go ahead.
Hey, K4 GSC. Hey, the 8 meter is going to be 40 megahertz. Most places it's either voice or beacon dedicated. There is a proposal by the ARRL to allow a 550 kilohertz slots between 30 and 50 for 8 meters.
Dad, thanks for that information. Hey, one thing you might do is you check out for beacons on the 6 meters. Some guys have their radios tuned to those beacons, and when they start hearing those beacons coming in, they know that the band's open. But there are more and more people on 6 now. There used to be a real popular band. The guy that got me started ham radio was a big 6-meter guy, and he worked. He had worked all 6 on 6, and I think he had about 20 countries too, but he was under 300 watts or so, I think. But he had like a 7 or 8 element up about 70 feet too, though, so he was really putting some power out. But we had to wait till the wee hours of the morning to get up, because that's where that Channel 3 television signal was. And He had a couple of older ladies that were neighbors of his. And he said, I'll be telling you, they can't be watching TV at 3 o'clock in the morning. They can call him and say, are you on the radio again?
Anyway, I'm only running 100 watts, so I am not interfering with any of my neighbors. I don't even know if any of my neighbors know I do radio.
In the back of the days, that was air broadcast, too, that we were just, yeah, that was right on 3, Channel 3 was right, I think Channel 3 was right on 6 meter frequencies back in those days. That's been over 40 years ago. Nobody else ever complained. He said, they must watch TV all night long, but we'd get up early in the morning and go ahead. A separate shack from his house, I'd go there before we went to work, and we'd try to work some on his station. And it was interesting. When it was open, it's just like you and I are talking now, but man, when that band shut down, you didn't hear anything. Nothing showed up at all. You could hear nothing but static.
For some reason, the static level, you know, usually it's a 5 to 7 and that, but it's been really low. It's been only down around a 3 for me right now at the house, so that's a good thing.
Usually comes down during the wintertime on a lot of bands anyway. They usually better in the wintertime. And of course, it's just really hard to tell. There's so many other things interfering now with lights and, transformers and all kinds of stuff that interferes with signals. And, so many of these power supplies that we use for other products are not, you know, they're not, half of them are UL approved, and they got all kinds of spurs coming off of them, and it just creates real, you know, I went through the house one time and just cut off everything. You still had some noise level. Of course, in the wintertime, it's not there, but just in the summertime, so a guy crank up a weed eater, you know, 3 houses down here, I think, blaring through too. So we just got a lot more electrical interference than we did, you know, 40 or 50 years ago.
And I just passed one of those electronic billboards just a little while ago, and every time I go past there, it's going to break the squelch, and all you hear is static.
They run enough power. They don't, you know, they generally don't pay much attention to it unless somebody complains about it. They always want to blame a guy with the radio 9 times out of 10 or something else causing the problem. It's on their end. Usually they got poorly shielded, you know, cheap stuff, TVs. I generally can't. All my stuff is pretty well granted. I generally don't have any problem even here in the house. I do if I get on 2 meters and start running 50 watts next to a TV, next to a radio, but it doesn't bother the TVs here at all. But if I got the FM radio close by, it'll just knock it out. You won't hear anything on the radio. But there again, that's running a lot of wattage close by, but I've never had anybody complain here in the neighborhood about it. I don't know if they know or not, or many people don't listen to over there stuff much anymore. Anyway, it's all cable now, or dish, you know, high frequency, you know, super VHF, dish stuff, I guess.
I still use over the air TV, and I get like 50 something channels, and that's pretty good, you know, for over the air. I ain't really paying some of the, you know, a few of the free apps, and that's all we do. We don't watch enough TV to really worry about it.
Hey, if you're in a good location, you know, over there, digital is really good. It either works or it don't work. If you can get it up a little bit high, or if you're already pretty high above, say if you're up over, left 1,200 feet, you don't have much problem perceiving a lot of things. I think Tom, he's here too. I think he told me he got like 40 or 50 channels as well. And based on what my knowledge of digital is, it's not like old days. You either get the channel, you know, or don't get it at all, one or the other. But that's the way to do it. If you can get up high enough above the terrain to get those things, that's sort of beats paying cable bills.
GPS there at the house says I'm about almost 1,000 feet, and then I got it up about 30 feet up on a chimney. So if that's pretty good for me, I can't complain. We get what we need, that's for sure. KN4 TFW.
place I lived, the other house we lived in when we first moved to Anderson back in 92 was sitting on top of a hill almost. You could see the, I was above the water towers. I could see, you know, for miles around. And we stayed in that house about 2.5 years and I moved. And where I am now, I'm down in a hole now. I was probably 1,000, maybe a little bit higher than 1,000 feet where I was. And now I'm down around, I'm right around lake level at about 670 feet or something like that. I'm down in a hole and got some trees around me too, so I ain't got much line of sight here.
Yeah, amazing how much just a little bit of elevation makes a difference, and then especially on 2 meters, the leaves on the trees and stuff like that. But you know, I can, from my house, I can hit the I can hit Mount Mitchell with my HD.
I can hit it with 60, you know, I can hit it with 50 or 60 watts here, and then I'm not good into it. But you can go up to the top of the hill up here. I'd have to have an 80-foot tower to get as high as it would be up at the top of the road up here. So this is kind of a wasted proposition for me to try to put up any, a tower or anything like that. But I used to be at Fort Mount Mitchell. I was living in Fort Mill. I could work Mount Mitchell from my office there at the plant on HD. And I remember when the World Fair was in Knoxville. I could talk to people in Knoxville, you know, on that handheld from me, you know, sitting in my office chair. I think the machine was a little, I think it's been a long, long time ago. That's been 40 years ago, I'm sure, but I think it was 80 or 81 maybe when it came there. But that machine was really, it was a whole lot better than it is now. It was, well, better maintained, and it was fairly, you know, they just finished some upgrades to it. But, I mean, you can work just about anywhere if you get into that. I believe it's 1.9, yeah, 1.9 repeater, I guess.
Well, Jerry, I appreciate you, the conversation and that. I made it back to the house, about to pull in the subdivision. So I'm going to say 7-3, you have an awesome day and an awesome Thanksgiving if I don't get to talk to you again. And I look forward to catching you on down the lock. 7-3, KN4, TFW.
Babe, I'll talk to you today, and y'all have a safe trip heading out tomorrow and have a great Thanksgiving. And maybe I'll catch you later on in the week. N4DJC clear.